listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Showers to start the new month with the chance of a storm as well. We're heading for a top of 31 degrees. Making news today, Wednesday, February 1. Expansion to Mackay Hospital on track to finish early. Bonds a tourism boost for the Whitsundays and not so sweet debate within the sugar industry. An expansion of Mackay Base Hospital could be complete up to 12 months ahead of schedule. The $250 million project, which will create an extra 128 beds, is now slated for completion by the end of the 2026 financial year. 610 people will be needed for construction, with the tender expected to be awarded in April. The arrival of Bonza to Whitsunday Coast Airport is expected to be worth $38 million to the Whitsunday's tourism economy. The first flight touched down near Proserpine yesterday ahead of regular services starting later this month. Craig Turner from Tourism Whitsundays says the addition of new flight routes means 2.5 million people now have easy access to the region.
What it does is allows people to fly to Whitsunday Coast Airport into Airlie Beach and the surrounds of the Whitsundays, but it also gives access into, you know, the likes of your Hamilton Islands and Daydreams and Hayman. So, you know, it's sort of an aviation hub at Whitsunday Coast Airport.
Cane growers and Queensland Sugar Limited are asking for an explanation after a change in operations at bulk sugar terminals, including in Mackay. Sugar Terminals Limited announced it plans to insource operations, claiming it will reduce costs, drive greater efficiencies, and remove a clear conflict of interest. It means QSL will lose operations from mid-2026 in a move which it and cane growers says came without prior advice or consultation. There's been 12 motorcycle rider deaths on Queensland roads this year, four of them in the weekend just passed. According to Transport Minister Mark Bailey, that means riders account for half of the total road death toll, something we haven't seen before. He's issued this advice.
Make sure you keep your speed down and keep it reasonable. You need something up your sleeve for when something goes wrong. And for those people driving cars and vehicles, be really careful at intersections.
And our region is in for a wet start to Feb, and there's plenty more rain to come this month. Storms are possible across the region today, with up to 20 mils expected in Mackay, while Proserpine could record up to 25. Nitso from Oz Cyclone Chasers says things are going to get muggy.
Thursday, we've got a little bit more isolated activity. It's going to get quite warm, about 33, maybe a little bit more than that, particularly in the western suburbs. It's going to get hot and humid.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The fixture has dropped for the first few rounds of the Whitsunday Coast Australia Cup, with our soccer players returning to the pitch in just over a fortnight. Our sides begin their campaigns in round two, with Rangers hosting Wanderers and Magpies FC taking on Dolphins FC. And after a history-making season, Brad Somerville will remain at the helm of the Mackay Gridiron team for the next two seasons. Somerville began coaching the Mavericks this year, leading the club to its first ever Reef Bowl this coming Saturday. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.